KQED.
Facing a severe shortage of affordable housing, LA County leaders are considering a number of actions aimed at reversing that trend. Here's details from KQED's Stephen Cuevas.
Unincorporated LA County needs to add more than 17,000 new affordable housing units to meet demand. That's according to a report from the county's Department of Regional Planning. But since 2014, it's only added less than 300.
The housing crisis in LA is so severe, there's just no one magic bullet to fit the crisis.
So, says Supervisor Sheila Kuehl, the board proposes several things, like making sure that existing affordable housing units don't revert back to market rate rents and encouraging the conversion of some existing dwellings into low-income housing.
I want nurses and teachers and child care workers and public safety officers to be able to live in my county. They work in my county.
Kuehl and Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas also want developers of new multi-unit dwellings, like apartment buildings, to set aside a certain number of units for lower-income tenants. Supervisor Catherine Barger doesn't like it.
It's hard for me to understand how continuing to compound the burden of fees and government on developers will result in more affordable housing stock.
Barger says what LA County should do is reduce barriers to development for all kinds of housing.
I would hope that we don't just look at those that were trying to keep roofs over their heads, but also those that want to be first-time buyers and not have the increase in taxes and costs passed on to them.
Supervisors now have to fine-tune the new rules, which they'll debate further and vote on in the coming days. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.